Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, campers. You are just in time. It is the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day, the one that we like to refer to as the bonus hour. But it's remarkably similar to the previous three in this respect. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. All right, this just in. Latest polling data has just been released. And we know it's accurate and dependable to the nth degree because it is a poll from CNN. Okay. Former Veep Joe Biden, a.k.a. Creepy Uncle Joe, a.k.a. Chicklets, a.k.a. Plugs, a.k.a. Creepy Hair Sniffer, former VP Joe Biden continues to hold a comfortable lead in the Democrat presidential primary field, according to a CNN poll released just minutes ago. This is going to be bad news for Hillary, right? Because Hillary's floating all kinds of trial balloons. Kamala, she's fading. Beto, he's pretty gone. Mayor Pete, he's not much either. Creepy commie Bernie, he's played out. Pocahonky, she's too far left. So then begins the subtle drumbeat. Bring back Hillary. Let's have a rematch, okay? So this is going to be bad news for the resurgence of Hillary coming back. Biden continues to hold a comfortable lead with 34% support among Democrats, Democrat-leaning independents who are registered to vote, while Pocahonky, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Princess Liar Watha, only registers 19% support. What do you think is going on here? You know, we have thought the progressives were pretty much at a stranglehold on the Democrat Party, AOC and her cast of idiots, pretty much pulling the strings for Pelosi and Schiff and all the rest of them, and wanting somebody that is more, what's the word I'm looking for? More woke. To represent the Democrats as their standard bearer to go against Trump. That would not be Creepy Uncle Joe, who represents the long gone past of the Democrat Party. But yet here he is. He's got 34%. Elizabeth Warren, 19%. Crazy Commie Bernie, 16%. Mayor Pete and Senator Kamala Harris with 6% support each. So they're only 28 points behind Biden. It's not over yet. Senator Amy Klobuchar and former Representative Beto O'Dork, Robert Francis O'Dork, 3% support. Political analyst, let's hear what they have to say. Political analyst believe the fourth Democrat debate hosted by CNN would shake up the race as Biden continued to deliver an underwhelming performance and other candidates all targeted Elizabeth Warren. She was the target du jour since she was gaining in the polls. Respondents seem to agree with this assessment. When asked, which candidate do you think did the best job in the debate? How many people watched this debate? Something like 5 million, something like that? Warren was ranked number one with 28%, Biden second, 15%, and Bernie third at 13%. And yet, here's Biden's support jumping 10 points from the last poll taken in September from 24% to 34%, while liar Watha only increased her support by 1%. Biden, of course, targeted by President Trump for corruption in recent weeks as the president attacked Biden's son Hunter for his shady foreign business deals in Ukraine and China while his father was the VP. So what? Is the point of that that, what, Biden's getting a sympathy vote now? So, look, I think if there's any takeaway from this is that all of these polls are meaningless. Whether they are polls for Republicans, whether, you know, Trump's approval rating, which they always oversample by 20 or 30% Democrat. Oh, yeah, 52% of Republicans believe Trump should be impeached. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Good night. So, you know, no matter whether the polling is on the Dem side or on the GOP side, I think what they are worth, you can put into a thimble and still have a room, plenty of room in the thimble for anything else you want to put in there. In on the text line, 71307. Hi, Bob. It's amazing, isn't it, to see all the money that Democrats are spending to try to figure out who gets to make a concession speech next November. Yeah. Congratulations, first loser. Bobby, just want you to know, still listening to you. Love you. Keep the news coming. I missed the keyword at 6 from conservative Kitty LeScott. You missed it, Kitty, because there is no keyword at 6. Or in the 5 o'clock hour. This time around, in the $1,000 bankroll contest, it's 9 to 5. Just like Dolly Parton. All right? Anything else that I missed here on the text line? Let me quickly catch up. Bobby, good evening. At the end of the day, what's the purpose of removing man from a job? Man with a capital M. Many companies have a crazy rule on firing people. Why? A working man removed. Bobby, 5 of those states you mentioned, you have to have your shots updated before you're allowed to enter them, from Jim in Easley. Thank you for that heads up, Jim. I was unaware of that. Bobby, about Laurie, what's her name, the Hollywood lefty. Who is David and who is Goliath? Gotcha. Now, I mentioned earlier in the program, I played the soundbite of HUD Secretary Ben Carson being grilled, and was pretty disgusting the way the Democrats treated Mr. Carson in a congressional hearing the other day. One of the loony lefties, a woman, a Democrat woman congressman, I believe from Virginia, was giving him a hard time about his ostensibly having referred to some transgender individual as a hairy man. And he said, I didn't say that. Somebody in some group said it, and it wasn't about a transgender person. So the congresswoman said, aren't you going to apologize? And Carson said, no. You know, this whole PC business is ridiculous. Well, there is a new documentary coming out about free speech, and it's called No Safe Spaces. I will tell you more about that when we come right back on the other side. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show, where we have been a non-PC zone for some time, since I am, of course, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What? Well, you know, some things are as dependable as the sun coming up in the morning, as dependable as people hating the time change. It's coming up again before long. Here we go again. You know, of course, about the House Republicans storming into the SCIF room today to demand, number one, that if... Adam Bullschiff is going to conduct this this kangaroo court, this star chamber proceeding, that at the very least that Republicans be allowed in to hear the testimony or at least read a transcript of what's going on. But no, Schiff is not going to allow that. Instead, he's going to have his star chamber witnesses cherry-picked from Democrat files to be able to come in, and then they can cherry-pick what they said and leak it to the media. So the Republicans finally in the House did something. They stood up to Schiff and they stormed in to the Intelligence Committee meeting today and stopped it. Schiff walked out. Well, they ended up resuming the so-called impeachment inquiry after all of that happened. But tell me if this is not the predictable reaction that you would expect. And this is in a story about this. From I think this is from Fox News. GOP South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham criticized his Republican colleagues for the tactic, initially calling them nuts to make a run on the SCIF room. That's not the way to do it, Lindsey said. Stop the presses, though, because later in the day, upon further review, as the zebras would say, in reviewing the previous play, later in the day, though, Graham issued what he called a correction. Quote, I was initially told House GOP took the SCIF room by force. Basically like a GOP version of Occupy Wall Street. Are you kidding me, Lindsey? Occupy Wall Street is people acting illegally. It is Schiff and his crowd that's acting illegally here, not the GOP members of the House. Lindsey continued, apparently it was a peaceful protest. Big difference. I understand their frustration, and they have good reason to be upset. Thank you, Lindsey. When are you going to do something? You know, you keep talking big. And all you do is what? Send a letter to Adam Schiff? Dear Adam, I don't think what you're doing is right. Useless. Useless. Come on the show, Lindsey. Come on. You know, he got his feelings bruised 6 or 7 years ago now because he did come on the show and I opened the phones up to callers. Guess what? He got burned at the stake, nailed down on an anthill, and honey poured over him.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. And so, Lindsay has vanished over the horizon, never to return. Kind of similar to the attitude taken by Governor Henry McCaxton, who, you know, when he was running for lieutenant governor, would call me like every time he was in the upstate. Bobby Mack, I would love to come on your show today. Okay. Come on, Henry. Come on, Ian. Come on. And then after he got elected governor with the assistance of Donald Trump, who at least does know how to return a favor, you know, Trump endorsed him, came down here and campaigned for him. Then all of a sudden, he surrounds himself with these new advisors, this new brain trust that he had, or brainless trust might be more like it. And so now I am a persona non grata. Yeah, I know. Poor me. I'm heartbroken. The governor won't come on and talk with me. You know, what is this, kindergarten? Come on, Henry, for heaven's sake. We're not going to sandbag you. We're not going to pull a Mike Wallace, you know, hidden camera, hidden microphone. You know, I'm going to ask you questions, legitimate questions. Some of them may be tough for you to answer. But, you know, shouldn't you be responsive to your constituents? Not my show. Come on, Tara's show, for that matter. Come on with Vince. I don't care. You know, as long as you make yourself available to answer some questions besides the softball, lob them over the plate questions that the lamestream media reporters from TV are going to ask you. Tell me, Governor, what's your favorite color? Governor, is it true that you like to dance? You know, come on. I would come on your radio program, Bobby Mack, but I believe that boy is off the rails. I don't believe that boy is right in the head anymore, and so I cannot come on the Bobby Mack show. Well, okay, Governor, whatever. Comedian Adam Carolla says the goal of his new documentary about free speech, No Safe Spaces, is to simply make people aware of how nuts it is out there on campuses. Well, that's a prime example, but I mean in society as a whole. And in the media, when it comes to censorship based on feelings rather than facts and information. Where have I heard that philosophy expressed before? Oh, I remember. It was coming out of my mouth. It's not a left or right wing thing, Carolla told Fox News. We have people across the political spectrum in the film, including Van Jones. You remember him? He was in Obama's administration for about 15 minutes, self-identifies as a communist, now a liberal CNN pundit. Van Jones, who says it doesn't help his team to have young people who can't defend their beliefs. This is hurting everyone. Carolla stars in No Safe Spaces. The movie examines a politically correct world of academia, largely driven by the political left. They call the film a wake-up call to the American people and claim free speech is being trampled on to satisfy a political agenda. Well, that's not a claim. That's a fact. Look around. Safe spaces, physical locations for students who feel victimized or offended, are becoming increasingly common on college campi. Carolla joked that the average mid-20th century American would be completely dumbfounded by the trend. They have an easier time understanding the iPhone, a television, telephone, map, calculator, record player, camera, and butler all in one device, the size of a pack of cigarettes they'd be smoking at the dinner table, than they would a safe space on campus. In addition to liberal universities, No Safe Spaces also takes on censorship in China. In one scene, Carolla says that in China, you go to jail if you say anything nice about gay people. Another scene features a cartoon character singing about the First Amendment while mocking China. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the documentary has a couple of risky scenes, considering China-owned AMC Entertainment is set to exhibit the film in several of its theaters early in the film's distribution pattern. Uh-oh. Yeah. Remember what happened to the Houston Rockets GM when he tweeted support for the Hong Kong demonstrators? Oh, and speaking of the Hong Kong demonstrators, looks like we can chalk one up for them. Have the Chi-Coms folded on this? And we go to the phones as well when we come back on the other side. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back with a Hump Day edition here on WORD. Whip it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. Welcome back. 6:38 now. It's 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day. Just in this afternoon, just off the wires. I wonder how much attention this is going to get in the media here. Hong Kong's government withdrew legislation that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. This is what all the pro-democracy demonstrations have been about in Hong Kong. The bill fueled months of protest and violent clashes between pro-democracy protesters and police. Secretary for Security John Lee told Hong Kong's legislature that the bill was suspended because it led to conflicts in society. This, according to the Disassociated Press. I formally announce the withdrawal of the bill, Lee told lawmakers. So demonstrators win? Chi-Coms back off? Hundreds of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets since June in response to the bill that would have given China a tighter grip on the semi-autonomous region. The scrapping of the bill went hand-in-hand with the release of Chan Tong Kai, the murder suspect at the heart of the controversy over the extradition case from a Hong Kong prison. The move is unlikely to end the unrest. Protesters are now demanding an investigation into police conduct, amnesty for protesters who have been arrested, and electoral reforms. Wow. That is pretty big. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Don. Thanks for patiently waiting, Don. He is in Greenville. Welcome to the show, sir.
Pappy old Daniel said, these boys are going to be my brain trust.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, you know, what is happening to Lindsey Graham?
You know, which Lindsey are you talking about?
I thought he was kind of settled down for a while, and then lately he's like, wait a minute, I talked to Don, Mr. Trump, I mean, and then changed my mind, and then
right, yeah,
facts.
Yeah, we played golf, and the Donald let me win, and...
Hey, I called about this Star Chamber business.
Right.
Now, this is what I don't know. A lot of people said yes or no. Are the Republicans from the committee in the hearing?
Nope, not a one.
Not so there's not a committee meeting?
Correct. Well, there is a committee meeting of all the Democrats, but not a full committee meeting of the minority members from the GOP.
Well, I wondered about that. I thought that, well, that can't be, but then it started sounding like that was probably true. And the idea that they're doing that is even more heinous.
Yeah.
Good night.
Right. Well, and look, you know, this is, as everybody in politics always points out, elections have consequences. And with the Democrats in control of the House and Adam Bullschiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee, he can set the rules for that committee. And he can is it fair? Is it equitable? Is it even honest? No.
Yeah, but wouldn't the House rules supersede the committee rules?
No. The head of the committee can make his own rules, apparently.
Okay, that's anarchy.
Yeah, you're right. At the very least, it is using the methodology of the Congress as a political cudgel.
I'm awfully glad that some of the Republicans got off their duffs and went down there and did something about it.
Bunch of them did today.
I'm happy. I saw that. I saw Steve Scalise. I think it was Andy Biggs.
Yep. Getz, and, Congressman Getz, a bunch of them. Hopefully it'll be more than just a PR stunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of those guys mean business, the younger guys, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They're hot.
Of course, yep. Young these days is 50, right?
Actually, some of these guys are, mid-30s, I guess?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what Johnson is, but Getz and Johnson, and not the older Johnson, but the senator. But
Getz is a guy to keep your eye on.
I think I saw Getz and thought he was big. I get this too mixed up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a comer.
He's real tall, too. I didn't realize that until I saw the Scalise news. He's speaking on the speaker, on the microphone to the public, to the news press release or whatever. He was saying what a travesty it was.
Yes.
And I agreed with him.
Right, it is.
That's already going viral, I think, so that's
right.
Good.
Yeah, and I think more and more people are looking at, once they are beginning to look, people have busy lives. They got places to go, people to see, things to do. They got kids to take to soccer games. They got sometimes more than one job that they have to attend to. So they don't know all the minutiae of what's been going on here. But now that they're learning, as you pointed out, no Republican members of the committee are allowed in there. They can't even see the transcripts from the witnesses that they question. And people are saying, look, this is not fair. This is not the way to conduct an investigation. Where's the opportunity to confront your accuser? Where's this whistleblower as far as that goes?
I would hope that Rudy and Mr. Trump and I can't remember the guy's name, Jay Sekulow, would find out a way where they could send some marshals in there or something, do something about it. That'd be un-American.
Yeah.
That'd be illegal.
Yeah, that's right. Would be. Yeah.
Well, I have miles to go before I sleep.
I hear you, Don. And the woods are lovely, dark and deep. So safe travels
yes,
to you.
Yes, they are.
Appreciate
okay,
it, Don.
You too.
Yeah, take care. Eugene is along in Pauline. Hello, Peanut. How is your Wednesday?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob.
Excellent.
Somebody told me, boy, if you had good sense, you'd be dangerous.
That's right.
I told him I wasn't too safe without it.
Yeah, I noticed that. You and me both, Peanut.
I just wanted to call in. I've been hearing all this talk about Donald Trump using that word lynching. Heard old Cory Booker there a while ago fussing about it.
Right.
But there's something people ain't looking at. He didn't say nothing about he was going to lynch them. He's talking about them lynching him.
Yeah, right. Not to mention the fact that Biden, John Kerry, Nadler, the list goes on and on. All these Democrats when it was Bill Clinton that was in the dock for impeachment, all referred to it as a lynching.
Bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are that. Thanks, Eugene. Good to hear from you this evening. In on the text line, Bobby, don't bet for 1 minute that the Chi-Coms have backed off. They're just biding their time to strike at the right moment. Remember, Bobby, we have our own version of communists and socialists in this country, and they never quit. So why should we expect, why should anybody expect the Chi-Coms will give up? Yeah. Worth bearing in mind. Bobby, so all these Democrats are complaining. Weren't the Democrats in the Klan that did all the lynchings against blacks and Republicans, just like today? Bobby, Republicans should kick the doors in and drag the Democrats out. Bobby, don't forget Nikki Haley on your list of WORD cowards. Yeah, yeah. Once I became critical of Governor Haley, the Ask the Governor segment that we did every month disappeared. See, the Nikki just bought a new house? Yeah. $2.5 million estate on Kiowa Island. Some job is paying pretty well. 14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back with the closing minutes here on Hump Day, coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, yeah, baby, yeah.
Yeah. Walk 47 miles of barbed wire, use a cobra snake for a necktie. Come on, baby, tell me, who do you love?
Bob McClain.
6:51, 9 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm always pleased when I look at the call screen and I see the name Orlando down there because he is a very eloquent spokesperson for conservative values. Big O, how you doing this evening?
Just driving home from work. You know, a long day. But, you know, it's every day I can go to work, man, it's a blessed day because I can remember 8 years of school and 25 years of experience and the whole Obama administration not being able to get a job. So it's wonderful to be able to go to work. And as I drive up and down 85, you know, it's the highway of death. I see more and more people working. And as I travel through the countryside, trying to take the back way home, avoiding 85, I see more construction going up, you know, going up than I have ever seen.
Yep.
What I don't get, Bobby Mac, is like Pelosi and all of the far left. I don't think they realize that the more they attack Donald Trump, the more supporters he gets and the more entrenched his base becomes. Because even to the average American who doesn't pay attention to politics, Trump hadn't been given a fair shot. He was duly elected.
Yep.
And they've done everything they can to stop his agenda and keep him from doing his job. You know, outside of the White House administration, there's a whiteboard where he had all his promises before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplished, it's checked off. I mean, that board is there. It's been written about in numerous publications. That is unheard of, that a president writes down all his campaign promises before the election, wins the election, and checks them off one by one.
Yeah, because usually they manage to conveniently forget the campaign promises when they actually get to Washington.
And he's done exactly what he said he was going to do. And I just think that, I don't know, I think that, let's say they impeach Trump. Well, they still got Pence. They got a Christian in the office. who all the support he's going to get is going to be double than Trump will get. So
well,
they're in a no-win situation, and it's a power grab for them. It's just amazing
of course it is.
They have revealed who they are.
Well,
they have revealed that they are, all they care about is power and disenfranchising the American people.
Well, fear not. Fear not, Orlando, because President Trump is not going to be impeached. Andrew Johnson was not impeached. Richard Nixon was threatened with impeachment and resigned before that could happen. Bill Clinton was impeached and not convicted. No American president has ever been removed from office through the impeachment process. And it's not going to happen to Donald Trump.
This is the end game for the Democrats. It's crazy to me because all they're doing is digging their own tomb. That's all they're doing.
They think that they are damaging his image so much they will be able to peel off supporters. And you mentioned how it is just binding Trump supporters more closely to him. And I think it's not only Republicans. I think that there are more and more independents who are fair-minded, who look at what Adam Schiff is conducting, this star chamber, this kangaroo court, where Republicans are not allowed to be in the hearings, where they don't even get transcripts of what's said in there. And they say to themselves, as fair-minded individuals, this isn't right.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindsey Graham said that, you know, it was improper, that there's another way. But our forefathers used to get in fist fights.
You
so
bet.
I think we're doing good. And I think, too, though, Bobby Matt, I think we all need to be praying for the world and for our country, that we can have peace and some semblance of order in our country. But I also believe that there's going to be a red wave unlike the world has ever seen come 2020.
Yep.
I think that we'll win everything, and it'll be a lot to be their own doing.
Absolutely. And they've made their bed. Now they're going to be forced to lie in it. Orlando is always.
We're Americans, Bobby Mack, and we want to be a part of the political process, even though the Dems and the far left want to make us just like the people in China.
Right.
We don't want that.
Yeah, that's exactly what they want. Well, and remember, Orlando, and I know you would agree with this sentiment. When it's all said and done, at the end of the day, God is still in charge.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Orlando, I got to let you go because the cell phone is fading out there. And also because my time for today is up. But stand by because there's three more great hours on the way with the great one. Mark Levin is along from the underground command post underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript building somewhere. And I will see you tomorrow. God bless.
That's all, folks.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, saying goodbye. I leave. And heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
I go take my siesta now.
Goodbye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.